I can't hear you, Peach.
It's time to listen up, Raider Nation.
Can't hear you, Peach.
Clear out those ears and get ready for the Q-tip. Your boy Q's daily take on what you need to hear.
That very precision seems to drive Q-tip fans right over the edge.
Like it or not.
Today I wanted to talk about something that I don't think that we think about very often as fans, as media guys, as people that just, you know, cover the team and talk about the team. We don't talk about it. We talk about the play on the field all the time. We talk about who's performing well, who's not performing well. But how about mental toughness? This Raiders team, in my opinion, has a lot of mental toughness. You think about everything that's gone on this season. Obviously, you know, COVID-19 is affecting every single team, but every single team is not handling it the same way. And people could argue and say whatever they want to say about the Raiders and their COVID-19 issues and the way that they've, you know, gone about their business, if they're, you know, handling it correctly or not. But I'll tell you, no matter what, and this kind of goes back because Corey Littleton now is on the COVID-19 list, no matter what, they've handled the situation. You know, I mean, go back to Trent Brown. Go back to the offensive line being out all week of practice, and they still went out in the game. And I get it. They lost the game against, Tampa Bay. But they were in that game. You know what I mean? That was a game that they definitely could have won. There's been so many circumstances. Players go down. Guys get injured. Unideal situations, you know. And they found ways to overcome them and not allow them to be excuses. And when you do that, it goes back to your mental. It goes back to upstairs and the fact that you're not panicking. You're not hitting the panic button. You're not sweating it too much. You're just going out there and handling your business. Brandon Parker, he could have hit the mental panic button when he had to go from right tackle to left tackle. He didn't. You know, either way, when he was pushing into action, he's just stepped up and said, hey, you know what? I'm going to handle it. And he did. And, you know, Denzel Good, he's flip-flopped multiple positions. Fine. Devontae Booker, he doesn't get a bunch of carries, but when he does, he's doing things. It's because his mental is right. I mean, they are a very strong mental team. No matter how bad it gets in a game, how many yards they give up defensively, all of a sudden push comes to shove last week, and Isaiah Johnson, who's, you know, pushed into action because Trayvon Mullen went down, makes two huge plays back-to-back. It's not pretty all the time. It's not the way every fan wants to see it happen, but just know that mentally, these guys are locked in, and they know what the goal is, and they're doing everything they can to get there, and more times than not, they're succeeding.
Yes, and in the immortal words of Marshawn Lynch, take care of y'all mentals.
No doubt.
Right? I mean, that's what he's talking about. Of course, he talked about the chicken, which is the money stuff, but right. That's what he's talking about. You got to have that mindset, and you're right. The Raiders have been really the poster boys of doing that this year with all that they've been faced with, including the stuff with the fines and the
right,
and
exactly.
All that. It's just been so it could have been so easy for that team, especially with all those young guys they got on that roster, yep, to get off track, and they have not.
And crumble. And use that as an excuse. Well, this happened.
Exactly.
And look, they're in a new stadium. They're in a new city. They had no training camp. And again, I get it. No training camp really for nobody. You know, every team is on the same playing field. But look across the league. Look at the teams that have crumbled. Look at the team that is close to me, the Cowboys. Look how of a joke they are.
Oh, yeah. It's incredible.
You know what I mean? And they got a coach that's been there, done that, won a Super Bowl. They got a ton of talent. They got a guy that used to be a Raider in Amari Cooper who just got talked up so bad about by Brandon Graham of the Eagles. He said, look, the MO is out on Coop. You know, when he has his body language looks bad, that means he's mentally checked out of the game. You don't hear any Raiders being talked about like that. Oh, they're mentally checked out.
None.
It just doesn't happen.
Not, including some of the guys that we are somewhat critical of who are not performing at a high level, like Malik
right.
Collins. I
yep.
watched Malik Collins.
Or Corey Littleton.
I watched them on film, and you know what? They're giving their best. They're giving their all.
Yep.
And so you can't ever fault them and say the Raiders don't have heart. Okay, we're going back on the phone lines. Our good buddy, El Paso Raider. El Paso Raider, you're on Silver and Black today here on this Thursday.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hey, Q, you were spot on that, man.
Thank you.
Hey, I got to say something, man. You know, I hate the Chargers. I hate the Chiefs. But I despise the Broncos, man. I cannot stand them.
Why, though? Why?
Before I got married, I used to make it to at least 2 to 3 games, two at home and one somewhere where they were playing. You know, I've gone to Kansas City, I've gone to San Diego, and I've gone to Donkey Land. And man, boy, those fans are the worst. I cannot stand their fans. That's the problem. I just cannot stand them, you know. And I got family that are Donkey fans. And I just can't stand them. They talk so much smack. They just to give you a little short story about me, it was me and my two good friends, you know, my friend Aaron Perry and my Chris Winthrop. Both of them are Donkey fans. I'm a Raider fan. We went to a Denver Bronco game, 2010. We smacked them, 59-14, I believe. Darren McFadden was running all over.
Yeah.
We had Cable as our coach at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So we were there. We ended up in an all-out brawl with the Donkey fans. My friends had to back me up because they were literally calling them names, calling me names, and it was just bad. I had really bad experiences there. I went to the game where they booed Tyrell Pryor, I believe, the quarterback we had at that time. They booed him when he got knocked out in a concussion. They're just... You cannot stand them. You cannot stand those fans. That's why I hate them so much.
Yeah, I hear you, man.
I'm excited, man. I'm fired up. Let's beat these Donkeys 45-0. I don't care. You know.
El Paso Raider, thanks, man. Always a good call.
That McFadden game he was talking about, I think Darren ran for 200-plus yards in that game, and he was a monster in the first half. I mean, it was like they couldn't do anything to stop him. You know, that was probably one of his best games ever as a Raider. Probably his best game, to be honest.
Yeah. That is it's crazy, though, when you think about games. I don't know where you've gone to games and had bad experiences, like the worst fans, like El Paso Raider talked about there. For me, it was Kansas City in the upper deck.
I never been there.
Yeah, Kansas City in the upper deck. And they, you know, for people who are not, even people in Kansas City call Arrowhead Camaro Head, because there's like a lot of what do you call them? I forgot even what you call them. Like, not quite hillbillies, but just folks who are a little messed up, maybe missing a little brain matter.
I live in Waco, man. That ain't going to phase me.
I forgot about that. But anyway, so they would call a Camaro head. You go up there, and it was crazy. I that is the worst place. There in Philly, I think, are the two places that, for me, it's sort
Philly
of
was
like,
fun.
Philly was fun.
I enjoyed Philly.
Man, you got some really, really interesting characters in Philadelphia. Okay, we're going out to H in Albuquerque before we hit our break. H, what's going H-Town. On?
How you doing, gentlemen?
Good
I just started listening in, and it seems like the caller theme is teams that you hate. And I already stated yesterday how much I hated the Broncos and the 49ers. But, growing up in the Bay Area, all of my family are 49er fans. I'm the only Raider fan. And they used to give me such a hard time, especially during that 49ers dynasty. It was rough. So I just, I cannot stand the 49ers. And of course, the other rivalry, the other one was when Schottenheimer was the coach of the Chiefs. For some reason, that dude, I always wondered, why does he hate the Raiders so much? It used to drive me nuts. And he'd have that whole Raider week thing, and they always used to kick our butt, man. I think you guys said it recently, how Schottenheimer says, oh, just keep it close, and the Raiders will make a mistake. And give you the game. And killed me.
And Schottenheimer hated, thanks for the call, man. Schottenheimer hated Al, too. So it was not just the team. It was, there was an issue, and I don't, no
had
one ever
knows.
Had
him throw a ball at someone's head.
Yes.
Or Al's head.
No, that was Shanahan.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
That was Shanahan. But
I don't like him either.
I don't like him either. Shanahan's
That's one guy I cannot stand.
Yeah, he's dirty.
He just looks like a snake. He looks like a guy who would sell you the worst car ever at the used car lot and swear to you it was a Lambo.
With a toothpick in his mouth.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. And not only that, but his offensive lines always cut block and hurt people.
Yeah, they do.
That's why I had the biggest problem with him. Okay, Ruben in Vegas. You're our last call here before the break. Ruben, what's going on, buddy?
None.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Chilling.
All right, he's gone.
Is he gone?
Yeah, he's gone. He didn't pay.
The next door neighbor was Michael Rios, and he had big teeth like John Elway, horse teeth, so that's why I hated the Donkeys. And then my family in Cali, Central Cali.
Oh, he's cutting out.
You're breaking up on
family. Oh, sorry.
That's all right. You there?
Oh, yeah.
There you are. Okay, go back. Central Valley.
Central Valley, my neighbor growing up, Mike.
All right. Ruben, man, we'll try to get you on again, buddy. Your phone. We got to get you a better phone.
Well, he was from Central Valley in Cali, right?
Yeah.
That's that 559 represent.
There you go. Your old market, right?
Hey, man. Look,
you did music
I ran
in that
the
market?
559. I ran the 559, brother.
There you go. There you go.
I'm still a legend in the 559.
That's what I heard. Nobody's looking for you, though, right?
No, no. Okay, I only say I'm a legend because my son still lives there, so the name lives on.
Oh, there you go. All right.
He's a junior.
He's a junior. There you go. All right. It's time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to close up the show. We'll talk to Vinny Bonsignore, get the latest on Corey Littleton, who's made his way to the reserve COVID-19 list. We'll get the latest from Vinny. You're here with Q Myers. You're here with Scott Gilbranson on Silver and Black today on Raider Nation Radio.